to give yourself. Hello, my friends. It's Andy and Hedia coming to you live from Yorba Linda, California, for the Living Fearless Devotional.
I like the quality of our figure as compared to the background, which is dark. Sorry. Hi. We're resurrectministry.com. We are playing with the new camera. I think the picture's sharper, but it's just dark. We love you guys. Thank you for joining us. Check out their website, resurrectministry.com. All of our content's on there. We have our past episodes, articles I've written for the Christian Post, which I will start doing again soon. Just took a little sabbatical to work on the book. And you can drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. And you know what's super helpful? We have 475 videos and only 800 plus subscribers. So if you could subscribe to our YouTube channel, we would be so happy. That would be awesome for us. It doesn't matter if you ever watch on YouTube or not, but just increasing our subscription allows us to do, increasing our subscribers allows us to do a lot of cool things on YouTube.
Yes, for sure. And it's electrolytes.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Electrolytes. Is that an element?
No, it's something else. It's the other one that I had.
Remember? Hydro?
Yes. Sorry, we had a little discussion before we popped on. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we're talking about electrolytes. Make sure and comment and let us know what you think about the devotional that A.W. Tozier put out for us today. If there's anything that comes to you that God presents to you, the Holy Spirit, just type it out there in the comments. The more you comment, the better it is too for us, because then the social medias push it out to other people to follow, because they say, you know what? There's a lot of people coming on this one show. I think other people need to see it. So if you do us a favor and just comment, random stuff even, we don't care. That would be fantastic. Also in the description, oh, I forgot to tell you also, let me go back to this. Make sure and let us know if you have any prayer requests towards the end of the show.
Yes.
We will be praying
for
y'all.
Oh, and if
you
can sign up for the newsletter, then I can tell you when the book gets launched.
Oh yeah, that'd be great too. We have so much good information. We have to make sure and let them know all these things.
Yeah.
You know what we learned is that you have
to. I actually have to send out a newsletter.
Okay.
Sorry. I've been feeling a little lazy these days.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know about being lazy. We are going from the time we wake up to the time we go to sleep. Go and look at our sponsors down there in the description. LifeWise is a great sponsor. It's a Christian-run company. We get lots of comments sometimes during the show. People say, I really love the Relieve, or I really love the Dream. It really is good. I am using the Dream nightly now, and it has been, I've been getting some such good sleep.
Oh, good.
A little
despite
almost.
Despite us having a munchkin
well,
in the bed in the middle of the night.
That was a little different. Even the Dream couldn't keep me asleep. I just got up. That was it. But go to livelifewise.tv. Use that URL because that's specific to our show. Livelifewise.tv. And then StreamYard is the platform we're using to go live now. And so check it out. Just try it for free. Just go on and start using the tools and all the stuff. You can do it for a while. And then if you want more bells and whistles, then you pay for the paid subscription. But go to getstreamyardnow.com. Again, that whole thing lets them know that it's coming from our show. Getstreamyardnow.com. And the scripture that we're going to be going to later on is Psalm 62, 1 through 8. Psalm 62, 1 through 8. So make sure and prepare that. For our reading a little bit later on. And so I'm going to give you an example of people that just are simply commenting, and that is like Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
And then Kate.
Hi, Kate.
And then Kelly again. See how this works? You just keep commenting. And Kelly says,
how to sign up for the newsletter. There's actually a little button on our website. If you just go to resurrectministry.com, it says sign up for the newsletter, and you just drop in your email address. So that would be awesome. Thank you, Kelly.
That's awesome. Thank you. And so let's go to AW's Tozier for the Christian Leader, for April 6th. The title is Just Wait on God.
Yes.
I think this is really important. The reference is Psalm 62:1 that says, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. I think we are the busiest bunch of eager beavers ever seen in the religious world. The idea seems to be that if we are not running in a circle, breathing down the back of our own neck, we are not pleasing God. When Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," Peter probably leapt to his feet and no doubt scooped up his hat on the way out. He was going to go right then. But the Lord said, "Peter, come back and tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." I heard a Christian leader warn recently that we are suffering from a rash of amateurism in Christian circles. Christianity has leveled down and down and down. We are as light as butterflies through. We flit around in the sunshine and imagine that we are eagles flapping our broad wings. Sometimes I think the church would be better off if we would call a moratorium on activity for about 6 weeks and just wait on God to see what he is waiting to do for us. That's what they did for Pentecost.
Lord, this morning, I'll stop for a while, at least just to wait on God. I know you're wanting to work, and I, for one, am willing to wait this morning to hear your voice and discover what it is you want for me to do today. Amen.
Amen.
Stop for a while.
Yeah.
I mentioned once before that I had heard the Lord say many times when I first came to faith, daughter, walk with me and learn my ways. And it was the way in which he calmed my spirit when I would get nervous and stressed about like what the future held. I would just remember those words, daughter, walk with me and learn my ways. It's so important because we're all called, but are we sent? Right? We talked about that before too. Mm-hmm. Is that we all have a calling on our lives, but has he sent us to execute the calling? And it's really important to know that the timing is right. And that's not just about, you know, witnessing to people at the gas station or at the grocery store. I'm talking about starting a ministry or working on something that we really believe is a large endeavor for the Lord. We want to make sure that the timing is right. That's the Lord's timing, not our timing.
You know, there's a popular saying in law enforcement. And that is hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
Because you drive to a call at 100 miles an hour when it's an active shooter or something like that, and cars are coming from all over the place, and then you throw your car into park and your brakes are on fire, and then you go running over to the command post and look for your position, and they go over here and take that position, go over there and take that position, and the team over here, we're going to hold up right here, and then you're all, and then you do nothing.
Yep.
And the reason you do nothing is because if you don't stop and wait, somebody will die. And the goal is, even an active shooter, is to take people into custody alive.
Right.
But then in some cases,
not
so much.
At least you want the hostages alive.
Yeah, but again, sometimes you need to rush right in. Other times you need to, okay, let's hold on. We gotta negotiate. The person gives us.
Or sometimes you should rush in and you don't.
Yeah, and then you get killed. So those are all really important. But you then, I want to now say that how much more important is it for a pastor or for even us that we stop and wait to listen to God? We can get into a little bit of a hurry coming home to do this devotional from time to time.
Yes.
And I know when that happens, and you guys could probably tell sometimes for me in particular, is that I didn't maybe have time to read the devotional or even the scripture. And I feel like it's kind of like disconnected.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's really important that, in all those aspects, when we look at all those things, whether it's as a police officer or whatever, that there's that rush to do something. But sometimes, you really got to pull on the reins and say, okay, listen, we need to take a moment and really see what God wants us to say.
I love the example he gave of Peter, where he had given that commandment to go and make disciples. But then he says, but wait till you get power. you know, wait in Jerusalem until you get power. It is such eternal wisdom. I'm calling you. And oftentimes, I know I'm not the only one, that many people had this experience where you hear or see, you have a sense of the vision that God has for you, like the calling that's on your life, but you have no idea how you're going to get there. You have no idea why that's your calling. Like, and God doesn't give you any clues. And then you just wait. You just wait for the pieces of the puzzle to come together and wait till power comes. It's such a timeless wisdom.
Hmm. Yeah, I think the rush to be a Christian can cause you to also, I mean, I'm going to speak for myself again. My rush to become a Christian and to be involved didn't allow me for so many years to read the Bible. Isn't that weird? Like the one thing that you should have stopped and did, that you, me, should have stopped and...
I did. I stopped and read it.
But I do that all the time. I mean, it's like that at Home Depot. Like I'm going there to buy something, but I'm not stopping. I'm going to go down every aisle until I find it. I'm not even going to stop and ask somebody.
I don't go down a single aisle
without asking somebody.
Yes. The first salesperson. I'm like, can you tell me where the pain is? Cause I am not walking down every aisle.
Because I think I can do this. And I think that's kind of like the preachers. Like I'm a great speaker. People love me. I'm so funny.
And you did pull it off. That's what's wrong with the church. You pulled it off.
He's speaking to me.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm spitting.
It's okay. It didn't reach me.
But this is hysterical. I mean, that's not. I'm so sorry, God. So it's not funny, but it's just like I wanted to get out there. I wanted to be somebody. I wanted to be a star. I forgot the one important step.
God.
Read the Bible. Read his word and see what he says. I mean, I'm learning so much. oh my gosh.
God, a lot of good stuff in this book.
God was so pissy during Deuteronomy.
Well, I mean, do you blame him?
No. I mean, man, he was like, you guys, I'm gonna cut your heads off. you nimwits. And see, and I love that because I feel so... I know how he feels. I know how God feels.
Relieved.
Yeah. Look at, he was going to kill people. He was telling them, hey, you don't do this. You don't follow my commands. I'm going to cut you out. You're not going to eat food. You're going to have the locusts come back down on you. I'm going to kill your firstborn.
When you think about Numbers, every Numbers in the 1 year Bible, mm-hmm. and he's basically, when they complain, about the food. Oh, actually, it's when the spies come back, right, from visiting the promised land.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, they're giants. We're not going over there. Why? Did you bring us here to kill us? And God's like, you know what? Every single one of you is going to die. I am not letting any of you, not a one of you, gets across except Caleb and Joshua. The rest of you, you're going to die. You're actually going to walk in circles.
Did you forget that I split the sea for you?
It's crazy.
You're afraid of a couple giants.
You don't think
I could take care of the giants? Oh,
so
wow, this is so good.
He was pretty intense, God.
Yeah, it's really interesting what you learn once you read the Bible.
Oh my goodness, ain't that the truth? Eternal wisdom.
Hello, Lisa Wood. Oops, sorry.
Hi, Lisa.
There's my mouse.
And Jan.
And Jan's
Hi, Jan.
On.
Are we going to see you soon, Jan? Are you coming on the 21st?
Yes.
We have our home church on, somebody texted me. I got to remember to do that. April 21st, Yorba Linda, California. If you're in the area, please let us know.
Kevin, if you're in the area.
Yes. He's all the way in the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, 30 miles south of Benton. I love Ann Arbor. It's a cute city. It's actually the only city in Michigan that I liked.
Are you getting ready to go on stage?
Yeah. Yeah. Just as Kelly says, 11-day trip took 40 years.
Mm.
Yeah, but when you see the way he said it to them, he's like, I'm literally waiting until you all die.
I can't trust any of y'all.
Yeah. I will make you all die out here. Like, that must have been so hard to swallow. And then some, but well, I mean, it was really hard because some of them went on top of the mountain and died because they were beaten up by the Anakin. And, and Moses told them, don't go over there. God's not with you. And they're like, no, we're going. We're going. And they were chased. They were chased.
And Moses put up with this stuff for so long.
He wasn't patient at the end. He also was pissed. Slammed his rock on the rock.
Yeah.
He'd had enough too. He didn't get to go over either for slamming it on the rock.
And his brother's over there, you know, making a golden calf. It's like, oh my gosh, you guys, he's so out of control.
Right?
Oh, it's like me when I ran a security company. Like, oh, are you guys really this stupid? Because they're... I have to tell you how to do everything. Oh, that was crazy times. Crazy times, Snugs. If you are coming on and you didn't hear my earlier discussion, I really appreciate the comments coming from you guys. But I know there's more of you than the regulars that are commenting here. So if you could just say hi, let us know where you're watching from. Anything helps. Just comment about how great Hedia's teeth look.
That's the only white thing, I guess, is juxtaposition of my black top.
But we'd love to hear from you. That just really helps if you comment as much as possible, because it really does help push it out. Let's get to the scripture.
Let's get to the Bible. You
know, I didn't put it up. Hold on. I took it down to do something else. There we go. Psalm 62, 1 through 8.
For Jeduthun, the choir director, it's a psalm of David. I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. So many enemies against one man, all of them trying to kill me. To them, I'm just a broken down wall or a tottering fence. They plan to topple me from my high position. They delight in telling lies about me. They praise me to my face, but curse me in their hearts. Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My victory and honor come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Oh, my people, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. Mm. Isn't that good? David's so eloquent, and he had all these enemies, right? And so that's why he's constantly referring to them trying to kill him, because whether it was fighting with his son or with Saul, his sin caught up with him. He had to pay the price for the poor choices that he made, you know? But his conversation with God is always... whether it, you know, sometimes it's complaining, why have you forsaken me? Why aren't you answering me? But it always ends or begins and or sandwiched in between. But I know you are my everything. You are my rock. I know there's nothing better than you, Lord. And it's such, again, great wisdom to us, because I'm sure there's times when all of us in our lives have experienced this, where we just feel overwhelmed by the people that are against us. And it could happen, and interesting, it just occurred to me, that it happens often with family. Same thing, or the people that are closest to us. And that's the same thing that happened to David. His two biggest enemies were one, you know, his boss that he had served for many, many years, or his son. So it's sometimes the people that are closest to us that cause us the most pain. And it could be the most painful.
Isn't that true?
And it's interesting. I was listening. So Pastor Mark Driscoll of Trinity Church in Arizona, one of his elders is Jimmy Evans. If any of you are familiar with Jimmy Evans, who runs the EXO Marriage Ministry, really great story. Just has such an interesting testimony. But he was teaching people how to break generational curses. As the Lord says, it passes on the sins of the father to the third and fourth generation. And how do we deal with that in our lives? And he gave the story of how just these beautiful stories, very powerful, about what his parents were like and then what his grandparents were like and how much of that passed down. And then his wife had the same problems, But what was super interesting, and I had never heard it described this way, is the problem we have that we bring upon ourselves by eternal vows. Internal vows. So you know what an internal vow is? We grow up a certain way and we say to ourselves, I will never let somebody do that to me again. I will never allow somebody to treat me that poorly. Or I will never allow a man to hit me. Or I will never allow myself to stay in a relationship that's miserable. All those eternal vows we make, or I will never treat my children that way because of that, what my father did to me. And so he says the problem with eternal vows, first of all, he cites all the scripture about how God tells us not to make vows, not to swear oaths. Our word should be our word. Our yes is yes and our no is no. And that they're evil. And then he gives the example. He says the problem with them and the reason why they're evil is because that means that we are not allowing Jesus to be a Lord of that part of our lives. So in other words, we're saying when we take a vow, I will never allow myself to be in a relationship where, you know, I'm treated bad. So the one example he gave is the man said, I will never allow a woman to diminish me like my mother did my father. Mm. And he was so obsessed with this. He literally kicked his wife, did not divorce her, but wouldn't allow her to live in the house. And so Jimmy was like, he was counseling them. He's like, what do you mean you don't allow your wife to live in your house? He said, I promised, I vowed, I would never let a woman treat me like that. And he's like, but it's your wife. So basically what he's saying is that when you don't allow Jesus to be the Lord over your situation, then there's areas of your life you do not hand over to him. Mm. That you don't trust God. You're like, you know what? I have these limits. I have these rules. And so I will allow Jesus to be Lord only if it's within these rules. And he says, and that's how we get ourselves into trouble. Wow. Is that we end up not compromising when we should. We end up not trusting God when we should. We end up not handing situations over to God because we insist on having control in certain areas of our life. Right. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that's something I had to work up to, was learning how to hand things over to him.
It's hard.
Very difficult.
That's better.
Wow, that's really important, which you just said.
I never heard it before.
You got me thinking.
Internal vows. And we've talked about that before. Mm. We've talked about them, you know, and he says it's most common with people that have had rough childhoods. I mean, I'll give you an example. I'll give our audience, it's a simple one. Your father was difficult with you and, you know, didn't come to your games. And, you know, that left such an impression on you. You said, you've said this, I will never treat my kids that way. Mm-hmm. You make an effort to go the opposite because of your personal experience. And so there's all kinds of situations where each and every one of us have made those kind of vows. I mean, I've done it in terms of relationships. I said, you know, I will never allow myself to be in that kind of an unequal male-female relationship ever again. But what Jimmy is saying, we shouldn't swear oaths to anything.
Yeah.
So.
I hear you. Oh, that's really, you got me.
Deep.
Yeah, you got me on that one.
I'm good.
I love that. Thanks for bringing that up. Anything else on our devotional that you?
Nope. No, I just want to talk about the conservative civil war after this, whenever we pivot.
Okay. I want to read this. This is from Deuteronomy 30. And I actually put it up on Facebook because it just spoke to me today and I thought I would read it to you guys. And it's about the choice of life or death. And what got me was the choice. And I talk about this with people all the time about a lot of the things you do, the things that have gone wrong, they've gone wrong because you've made the wrong choices. Seems really obvious, right? But this is really good. So Deuteronomy 30, starting with 11, for this commandment, which I command you today, is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend unto heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it or do it? But the word is very near. The word is very near you, in the mouth and in your heart, and you may do it. Can you read the rest of that? My eyes are getting blurry.
See, I've set before you today life and good and death and evil. In this, I command you today to love your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over to the Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as a witness today against you, that I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, Jacob, to give to them. This is the famous passage of blessing and cursing. I set today, this day, blessing and cursing. Choose today, good or evil. It's awesome.
I think I must have read that 5 times this morning.
It's really good.
Yeah, just really love that.
I think the cat's purposely terrorizing us by going in the closet.
I'm going to find as many noisy things he can step on.
Yes.
So what is it? What do you think is happening in our Republican?
So there's a big showdown between Candace and Ben. It was all over Twitter. She was arguing with Ben that they needed a debate, and she refused to do it on the Daily Wire. So Jeremy, the owner, said, we will do it any studio, anywhere you want, but he wants it in Nashville and no moderator. So they've agreed.
Really?
Unmoderated debate.
Why no moderator?
She wanted one. Ben and Jeremy insisted no moderator. I don't know why they didn't want, because I guess they didn't want anyone putting what Jeremy said, I don't want anyone putting their thumb on the scale in either direction. This is going to be between you and Ben. Smackdown.
Wow, it's like WWE.
Yes. Conservative version. And they put a poll out, Valuetainment, PB, his name is Patrick Ben David, PBD, they call him. 72% thought it was Ben. Candace.
Will win. Really?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, even though he's wicked smart.
Wicked smart, and I think very smart about his Jewish faith.
Yeah, I'd like to see her.
As far as I can tell, she's not wicked smart about her Christian.
No, faith. I don't know how she's going to, I don't know how she'll pull it off, but it should be interesting. And well, it's important for all of us to understand from the perspective of a Jewish person that is very attached to Israel, what they consider to be offensive. And then from the Christian perspective, what are our roles and responsibilities to Israel, and how do famous people see that in juxtaposition to what we believe to be the Lord's instruction? I think it's a telling conversation.
Kelly, is she talking about me?
Yeah, it's true. No, Ben, and again, he's right, but most people will side with her. And that's the problem with our world today, right, Kelly? Is that it's just, at the risk of sounding cliche, it's just really anti-Semitic. It really is. People just are hostile to Jewish people.
Yeah.
I don't care how we want to slice it. At the end, it comes down to being like, oh, you're just being ridiculous. And they're really parsing his words inappropriately. Like, they're basically saying, they're really cutting and pasting his words really badly, because he's basically He's not saying that people don't have a right to criticize Israel and its policy. He's never said that. He just says that her perspective on the fight is one that's too far from their perspective, and therefore they don't want her as one of their commentators. The repeated comments have demonstrated a position that is not in line with theirs.
Let me ask you this, and I love paying attention to all this stuff, and you pick and choose.
I pick and choose.
Why should we be paying? Why should our audience be paying attention to what's going on between Candace and Ben?
Because it affects our commitment to Israel. So most of the people here, I would presume, are students of Jack Hibbs. That's how most people found us, who has taught us for many, many years, as long as any of you have been with Jack, that we are biblically obligated to support Israel. The nation of Israel is God's nation. We're not talking about the leaders. We're not talking about the people in it. We're talking about Israel as a nation and the Jewish people, that God had called them out, as we were just talking about, as we were just reading. It doesn't matter how mad he is at them. It doesn't matter the fact that they're not in faith. God, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, he's coming back for the Jews.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? His bride's already gone. You believe in the rapture. We're already gone up to, with him. He's coming back for the Jews to establish Jerusalem.
And we better get along, because we're going to be spending eternity together.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Before we end, and just, and we're not done yet, but make sure in the comment section, write any prayer requests that you may have for yourself, yes, or a loved one or a friend, or maybe just somebody that you ran across that you knew, that you know needs prayer. God knows their name. So if you don't know their name, you know, just let us know. But write it in the comments what you
need. It says the Bible's clear. God will bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. Yes. And as I mentioned the other day, a lot of people are arguing this Israel is not God's Israel, which is ridiculous. Yeah. It's a ridiculous argument. It's all been the same Israel. It's always about Israel.
Yeah, everything.
Same land.
Everything he said that the God said is going to happen is happening in those places.
Right.
Same
place.
You can't remove
it's
what's
not
happening.
Israel, California. It doesn't matter that it's Netanyahu or it's the Rothschilds, yeah, or it's the Illuminati or it's the Freemasons. We don't care who's running it. It matters that the territory, the land, belongs to God.
And it has not been decided yet when.
No, they have not set the date. It's not because of Israel. It's because of God. Yeah, great way to say it. Yeah. And God is honoring the covenant he made with himself. Yes, absolutely.
Can't wait for that. I want to see that.
Right?
Tonight is a big WWE event with Rock. The Rock is wrestling.
My friend went out there to see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The one that goes, Daniel, that goes to Uganda on mission trips. Yeah.
Oh, man.
He just sent me a post. He's like, I got on the news for WrestleMania. And I was like, are you at the WrestleMania 40? And
well, it's
like,
a big, yes, night. I mean, even I want to watch this. They're playing it at the UFC gym tonight.
And The Rock was there. I know that was a big
Yeah,
deal.
He's wrestling.
He's wrestling?
Yeah, he's coming. Yeah, that's the big deal.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a little mad at him. I didn't realize that he had supported Biden. How did I miss that? Or did I just put it out of my mind?
Maybe didn't pay attention.
Oh, my gosh, how ridiculous. He's a smart dude. And he's in that world that they love Trump and they love conservatives.
Now he does.
Yeah, and he realizes what he did wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I missed that. I was busy focusing on other things.
Yeah.
So we have a big day tomorrow.
Yes, we do. Oh, our daughter Zara is getting rebaptized. Yay!
Yes.
1 o'clock tomorrow. So
who's, do we know who's going to be doing
them? No, I don't know who does them. But Jeannie says it goes super quick.
I hope it would be
Josh. Yeah, that would be cool.
We have too many of those guys with that kind of name in our lives. I can never keep them all straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jason, but Josh.
They're pretty prominent in our lives. You may want to put a button in that.
I'm just so horrible with names. Why am I so bad?
I don't know.
My entire life.
Oh, really? I thought my entire life. Got older.
No.
No?
Always been that way.
Can you balance well on one foot? Should I make sure you're not getting Alzheimer's?
Yes. No, I mean, I can remember bad guys' faces, guys that I've arrested. I would see them out and about at a restaurant from time to time, and I have to keep an eye on them. I never forget a face. But their name, some of them I would remember, but certain people's names, it's bad. It's always been bad. I took classes when I was like 23 years old. And it worked for a while, where you would associate something that they're wearing or their facial tics or something with their name. Mm. So like somebody's name Irene, if she had like a little bit of a she leaned a little bit, like Irene, I don't know. I'd come up with something to make it.
Okay.
But it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Because you go, my name is Franny. And then you'd have to find something on their body that would.
How does the association remember the name? Like, so Jason, you want to remember, okay, so he's got like tattoos. How does that remind you his name is Jason?
Because you find rhyme? Something. Yeah, you know, rhyme or. Yeah. Just something that would trigger the name Jason based on what you're looking at. Like it looks kind of like he would murder people. So Jason from, you know, Friday the 13th. Isn't that Jason?
That is. Okay, so now you're going to remember it.
Yeah, now I remember it. I mean, that's all you really have to do.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's just, I'm in my own. It really is, I think it's just a selfish thing, a selfishness. Mm-hmm. That it's not that important.
Yep.
Yes. That's some of my leftover, the old man. A little bit of the old man is a little bit of selfishness.
Who's this lady on your feed that's saying she loves you?
Gail.
Yeah.
We went to high school together. I talked about Gail all the time.
What?
Her and Bruce. I drove buses with them. We went to,
Interesting.
And she calls me Stranger because we called each other Stranger in high school.
Oh, cute. Yay, Zara. Kate says, Psalm 121, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Amen. Jan's asking, do they baptize during the service? No, they do it at 1:00 in the courtyard. And Iris asks if we've seen the letter to the American church. My church showed it earlier tonight. Is it based on his book, Metaxas?
Yeah.
Metaxas?
Yes.
Is it, did he make the movie? Did he make the movie, Iris?
I believe so.
I didn't even know there was a movie. Was it good? Did you know there was a movie?
Yeah. He mentioned it. I mean, they mentioned it. I think a documentary. I don't know necessarily.
Yes.
Yes. Oops.
For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies and to give victory. It's also Deuteronomy.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff. Who knew? There was so much gold in Deuteronomy.
I love the Testament. People don't get it.
Oh, I've been loving going through it.
Amazing. Yeah. Iris says it was very good. Yes. You're gonna have to check that out.
Yes. I was wondering, Kevin never commented on
he said he's in the showcase, so maybe he's at the showcase, so maybe he's busy.
Yeah, we had a discussion about comedy because I worked with Cato Kalin, who was OJ Simpson's roommate when night the bad things happened. But Cato and I worked together at Bobby McGee's restaurant.
I remember.
And Bobby and Cato was a very funny comedian. I'm shocked even to this day that he didn't come become as big as
He went into hiding a little.
The reason he ended up at OJ's because he just never made it. So he was like living in his back house.
I thought he was dating his wife.
No. They were really good friends.
Oh.
But they weren't dating. I don't believe they were dating.
Oh.
But also coached Cato's wife in roller hockey. Funny enough. But yeah, I thought he would have been as big as like Steve Martin or something like that.
Wow.
That's how funny. He was so funny at the restaurant. He was like the favorite. People would call and say, can we sit where Cato is waiting? But yeah. So Kevin and I had a whole discussion on Facebook about it. It was really, really interesting. He's an interesting guy, that Kevin. So what else is happening there?
God doesn't need Biden's help. I don't know where that came from. What were we talking about?
With Israel, I'm guessing.
Oh, okay. And also in Deuteronomy 20, he shall say, "Hear, O Israel, today you are going into battle against your enemies. Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not be terrified or give away to panic before them." And it's interesting, but Kate, I mean, I think if you were to show them the scripture, they this is the argument I heard, that it's not the same Israel. And I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I don't understand how you can argue that that's not the same Israel. Because they're like, no, that was the old Israel, and that's gone now. And this new Israel is not the same Israel.
But he said Israel would be back.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And it came back.
I'm with you. Makes no sense. You got to tie yourself in knots to not understand. So it's just part of the deception. They give, they listen to pastors that speak to their itching ears.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Keeping up for themselves, doctrines of demons.
I didn't spot any prayer requests.
No.
All right.
Yeah. Kate also says stupid deception in the last days. Okay, so then just general blessings.
Well, I think we should pray for Zara, for
sure,
the Holy Spirit to wash over her and,
amen,
and make her anew. Make her anew. And tell her to stay out of our bed tonight. No, I don't care. That's perfectly fine with
me. See, my daughter was
I thought it was sweet that she came in and just for whatever reason just felt like she needed a
she didn't want to sleep alone.
A 7-hour hug.
Yes, she literally lied on top of me for 3 hours straight until Andy got up and I got to squeeze out from underneath her. But
this is essentially a grown woman.
Yes, but she didn't get to do that when she was a kid. Yes. So in all fairness, for the first 10 years of her life, she did not get to sleep with me ever.
Yes.
So she occasionally makes up for it.
What ended up doing me in is that, you know, we cuddle. When we go to sleep, when we fall asleep,
right?
We fall asleep, but then we naturally separate because we get hot.
Yeah.
And so what got me was
I was making you hot.
Oh yeah. I was like on fire. Like, oh, I cannot sleep under these conditions. I didn't even have the covers on me anymore, but you were so close to me, the heat was radiating over to me. And I was going, my right side is on fire. So I go, you know what I'll do? I'll just lie on my stomach and I'll go to my cold side.
Yeah. Too.
And then all of a sudden that got hot. So I go, oh, now I'm on my right side. So I kept doing the flipping like a pancake.
Why didn't you just take the great blanket and go sleep on our furry couch?
Well, because I love you. Because you actually, what I really loved is that you touched me in the middle of the night. You put your hand on me. And I go, oh, you never do that. You used to do that when we first got married.
But I thought it was irritating you.
No.
I swear to you, you shake me off every time I do it. You go like that every time I do it, so I stop doing it.
No,
you literally would be like a little kid, like get off of me.
I'm gonna tell you like Ray tells me that, you know, you need to
make me
go to the gym. Don't, if I say no, make me go anyway.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, but it was a little hot.
It was hot.
It was like 3:30, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was just a little before 4 o'clock. I just said, you know, I'm gonna get up. And I got up and I came to my desk.
I was like, whew, I got to move over. was hoping at some point you were going to do your, I'm going to wake up early routine. I was like, oh God.
I got dressed. I went and sat at my desk and then I got the Bible and I went to Starbucks. They opened at 5. So first one at Starbucks this morning.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Let's pray for amazing things to happen tomorrow.
Amen. Oh, dear Lord, thank you. Thank you for community of believers. Thank you for the sons and daughters that we get to do life with, Lord, the members of your body, of your church. None more important than the other. All of us part of your ministry here on earth, Lord, and we're so grateful to be a part of it. And we want to pray for everyone to have healing for their ailments, whatever they may be suffering from, Lord. We know that you have the cure to every sickness, and we ask for you to heal them and to touch them in the way in which you know that they need it, to calm their spirits. If they're anxious about surgery or anxious about recovery, Lord, that you give them peace and peace to know that whatever decision they make, that you are working everything for their good, Lord, for those that are called according to their purpose and who love God. We pray that over them, Lord, that they will be comforted by the fact that everything is working for their good. Lord, we'd like you to, we lift up Zara to you. We're so excited that she wants to be baptized, to acknowledge to the world, to her church family, to herself, and to the angels that'll be watching, that she's dedicating her life to you. And we ask you to renew her and give her a right spirit or new spirit, and help to sanctify her, draw her closer to you, Lord. All of our children, bless them and draw them close to you. Our friends' children, their loved ones who do not yet know you, Lord, we ask that they have a miraculous, a radical encounter with you, Lord, that lets them know that you are God and that you are there to have a personal, intimate relationship with them, Lord. We love you. We honor you. We offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we ask all things. Amen.
Amen. All right, my guys. My guys.
My guys.
My friends.
My friends.
My guys. We love you.
And, thank you.
Have a great Sunday. Have a great
happy Sunday.
A great day at church. It's going to be awesome. I just know it. We love you. God bless.
Amen.